Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called, Where's His Love? From Mark 13:13-14. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand, and let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. While I'm looking at the scripture, I was listening to Alan Jackson's song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? As you may recall, the song reflects on the 9/11 Twin Towers destruction, and it reminds us amid the rubble that faith, hope, and love are some good things God gave us, and the greatest of all is love. Can you really match a God of faith, hope, and love with the 9/11 tragedy? Jesus' prophetic words were to foretell Jerusalem's destruction under God's authority. Centuries before Jesus, God used Babylon to destroy his disobedient people and their temple. In 70 AD, 40 years after Jesus' words here, he used Rome, the new Babylon, see Revelation, to destroy his disobedient, sinful people and the temple that refused to accept his son. Rome's soldiers murder priests and then destroy the temple. It would be a terrible, terrible time in Jerusalem. Why? The truth is that even in his love, God must judge his people's disobedience. You must remember that. God is pure. Even as he offers faith, hope, and love, God ultimately will destroy the disobedient. In his love, Jesus tells his people then how to save themselves from destruction. That message of repent and be saved comes from a loving God who tells you how to be saved, how God will save you as you repent and are saved. If you do not repent of your disobedience, even in his love, God will judge you into eternal destruction. Was 9/11 an act of God's judgment? I don't know. I know evil caused people to die that day. I know people that day entered eternal life because of their faith in a God of hope and love. Pause and consider that faith, hope, and love do defeat evil forever.